It's Chaf Aleph, other Aleph, February 26th, bottom page, Ayin Zion, enumerating all of the ever-important aspects of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are our whole lives, they're the purpose of creation. It's the only way to serve Hashem. You can't just think about concepts of mitzvahs, you have to do them. It's the only way to elevate oneself from free-spirited, non-committed life, because mitzvah means I do what I'm told, not I do what I think inspires me. Mitzvahs purify us, and they bring about hashgacha pratis. So at the bottom of the page, actually, I don't know if I finished hashgacha pratis. So the paragraph, in the middle of that one. We don't get divine providence and help from Hashem upon us, except by mitzvahs, as the continuation of that medrash that starts with Imras Hashem Tzerufa. But why? Because he is a shield for all who take shelter in him. By way of the purification that comes from mitzvahs, Hashem will be a shield for us. If we purify ourselves, then we're deserving, then we're the types of beings that deserve His hashgacha. That's why we find in the Torah numerous guarantees, promises that come for keeping the mitzvahs. He commands us to do these mitzvahs and fear Hashem, so it'll be good for us and He'll keep us alive. He'll give us chiyus like this day. That's what happens when we keep mitzvahs, because we become purified and thereby merit His chiyus and His doing good for us. His galus ha'inyan ha'eloki, shehi madregos klal Yisrael, nevuah v'neis ela yidei ha'mitzvos. Another aspect, the revelation of inyan ha'eloki literally means like the godly concept or godliness, which are the madregos of klal Yisrael, which is prophecy and miracle. Prophecy is supernatural; it's Hashem revealing His will. Current will to a human being, and nes obviously means a change of teva. Right, right. Prophecy and miracles come from shmiras mitzvos. Hu asher nemar lemelech hakuzar b'chalom. This is what was said to the king of the Khazars in the chalom. He's going to be quoting the sefer Kuzri here. Kavanoscha retzuya ma'asecha einam retzuya. Your intention is pleasing to Hashem, but your actions are not. You have good intentions. It's a famous quote from the Kuzri. You have good intentions, but you're not doing the right thing. Ki hadvarim asher yachinu lekabel rishmim melokiim. Things that are prepared to receive like divine impressions, kenevu of ruach hakodesh, einam biyacholos ha'adam. They're not within man's ability. The things Hashem put in nature, you do X, you get Y, right? We know how to run certain systems of nature. But receiving a message from Hashem is not something that's within man's ability. He's not able to assess its quantity, its quality. Even if they knew the media, how it's done, they wouldn't know when. But in order to prepare to have the means, the media and the connection in the right time, you need complete knowledge. Explained to the fullest degree from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody that this explanation, the manual to how to receive prophecy was given to him, and he fulfilled it with all of its boundaries and conditions wholeheartedly. Hu hamamin, he is a believer. A person who tries to set things up in order to receive godly messages by analysis and his own thoughts, the techasim beduyim, by like made up ceremonies. I think that by doing X, Y, and Z, a godly message will come to me. Hu hamamre, he is the rebellious one. Ki hu makrev hakarbonos umakter hakatoros misvara. He is the person who brings karbonos and burns katoros from his own svara. Ve'ena yodea amitas masharoi. Doesn't know the truth of what's appropriate. This is always a challenge to find in Tanakh. People want to use means of service to get Hashem's favor, but not the way He commanded. It never works. As Shmuel Hanavi tells Shaul, listening to Hashem is better than a carbon. Hashem doesn't want a carbon that He didn't command. How much, how, when, what place, what time, who from among people should do it, how is it fit to be involved in this? This is like a fool who goes into the the laboratory, the means this, huh? Yeah, like the pharmacy of a famous doctor. He's famous because his refuah's work, but rofe einenu, and but doctor's not there. Uvnei adam hayuboyim al haotzer hu levakesh hatoelos. And people would come to that pharmacy to seek help. Vaksila hu hayinosin lahem and atrufas hayin v'lo hayimakir b'hen. So he starts giving out medicine. He doesn't know what they are. V'lo kamaroy lakachas mikol refuah refuah. And not how much to take from each. He has no idea of dosage of problem diagnosis.
That's trouble.
Yeah. It's an apt muscle because you have all of the potent and useful chemicals there. You just don't know how to use them. Behemis anashim rabim, and he killed many people. Berefuos ahein, asher hayu yacholos l'rapos asam. He killed people with the very same refuos that could have healed people. I mean, Chazal described Torah as it can be a sam ha'chaim, it can be a sam ha'mavis, it can be an elixir of life or that of death. It's potent.
Except the medicine doesn't have the same dots, does it?
Right. So I think anyone other than the doctor is us. We can follow the doctors of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the medicines are the Torah, they're Meisim. The point is, if you use it the way the wise one has ordained, it works. If you don't, it can be harmful. V'nei adam elu lo yadu. And these people didn't know. Ki ha-mo'el batzmusa hu atzas ha-rofe. The essence of what helps is the guidance, the advice of the doctor. Ha-chacham. Asher hirkivus ha-rafuus ha-hein. He's the one who put them together. He's the one who made the combinations. He developed these various antidotes and medicines. V'yemesharo son karoy v'yenosin l'chol abiyachad marfuad dayata matima. He would give them properly, and he would give to the ill person with the medicine. He'd also give him the appropriate diet that jives with what he needs. Al derech zu hayu bnei adam kodem Moshe. This is the way many people were before Moshe. In his time of Ad Ma'at Hashem, except for a few. Niftim bnei Musa hakochav bativim. They were like seduced by the like rituals of the stars and nature. Veholchem mipulchan al pulchan me'eloah l'eloah. And they'd go from one service to another, from one god to another. I didn't realize Hashem is the one who's guiding all these things. It's like you worship the medicine. Avol hamoel ba'atzma hu inyan eloki. What actually is helpful, since it is the divine word. V'amazeku heyadro, and what's harmful is the lack of it. It's a mistake. Like we say about many things, the item itself is par of it's neutral. It can be helpful, it could be harmful. It depends on how it's used. So what's actually helpful is the advice, not the chemical. Alpia kuzri maimar alafayintas. That all was a paraphrase of from the kuzri, and the idea being that it's observance of Hashem's mitzvahs, not good intentions. Inyan alaki madregos hatara b'taras agufa machshava, the divine concept, which means like getting godliness, following Hashem's will, the levels of the Torah and purity of body and thought, ba'aliyah masmida, with a constant elevation, lamidos tovos v'tzachos ha-seichel, good midos and sharpness of the seichel, v'kol zezochem ach v'rak ha'idei kiyam mitzvos b'shtei musan, we merit this only by fulfilling the mitzvos completely. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem.